أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. Today is 27 September 2009. We are having the sixth session of Spiritualizing Life, the practical part. So now that Ramadan is over and we have kind of postponed or paused some of these topics that we had, because we were doing during the Ramadan, we were having a topic of Laylatul Qadr, and we have had I think about 5 or 6 sessions about Laylatul Qadr. So we are going back to what we had stopped our classes. If you remember, on Sundays, which is the same, this is the same Saturday class that we have brought it to Sunday. We were having 2 classes. One was Spiritualizing Life, the theory, and one was Spiritualizing Life, the practical. And so, inshallah, we will continue with the practical side of it. I'm not sure whether we continue with the theoretical part, because I have not detected. I can't say I have not detected interest, but I felt that somehow it has looked a bit difficult for some of you. I may replace that with another topic, but give me until next week to decide which topic instead of that. But in the meantime, you are most welcome. You send me an email, or at the end of this class, you tell me what you think. But it's important. The point here is, I'm not discouraging anyone to come to class, but I'm just emphasizing it is important to be regular in these classes, because when you are left behind, then you may not make understanding of much of what we have spoken about. In the practical side, for the last 5 sessions, we spoke about what is called yaghze, or awakeness. And then I explained the signs of awakeness and how to get to awakeness. And this awakeness or yaghze is the first stop on the 100 stops in the journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are 100 stops or 100 stations. This is basically, this journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, or these studies that we do, is for those people who want to do more than just the zahir and appearance of amal, which is good. Not that is not good, but may not be good enough to get to the core of the religious studies. So those who want to do slightly more, and they want to get more into the depths of religion, and also it's not only about knowing it, it's about reaching to a different destination. So, okay, for instance, you read, you do this a'mal, you do your salat, we do our fasting, we do our other a'mal, we do hajj, but if we do not make an understanding of the core of this amal, then we achieve very little. So you are all young, but you look the people around you, the older ones. Look at the people like me. Why, after so many years of their lives, we have not reached anywhere? What have we achieved? We are doing just those 17 rakat turning, bending up and down, and doing our fast. We go to Hajj, we go, come back, we do all of these things, but you do not see really much difference. It's still, I mean, when it comes, still we do things which we are not supposed to do. And those things that are promised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we take all of them that to be for akhirat, because I've said it that, for instance, when we are promised or we are told that here that we are able to see and meet and talk and converse and have dialogue with angels. We always take this for akhirah. We never think that these things can happen in this world. So these type of classes are for those people who want to do more, who wants to get more to the core. They want to see barzakh before they die. If you do not do these studies, then you are taking the harder path. The harder path is we have to die, and then we have to go through all of those things which are said about barzakh. And then of course then we see the first night and we die, then we start to see all the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all those creatures. But as Imam Ali alayhi salam says, mutu qabla an tamutu, die before you are made dead. The people who want to die before they are made dead. But don't think this is not physical death. We are not going after, at the end of these classes, we are not going to take some poison and all of us die here. This death is called motul ikhtiyari, an optional death. That is, while you walk, you talk, you're alive, at the same time, you get dead. And then what you can do, you can become the companion of the creatures of barzakh, companions of angels. And you're all full of potentials, and you can do that. So look around, as I said, look around yourselves, see so many elders like myself, what have they achieved from the religion? Of course, I'm not saying you have not achieved none. Of course, alhamdulillah, we do our fasting, we do our salat, we go to Hajj, we do not lie that easily. Still, sometimes when we are pressured, we lie. If the tax department wants to tax me, and then I see I'm losing some $30,000-$40,000, I do a little bit of lie there and to get around it. So this is this much that we have achieved without getting into the depths of this side of the religion. So make an intention and make a niyat that yes, you want to do more, you want to spiritualize the life. Spiritualizing the life, it gives a much more sense for living. It gives a different enthusiasm. And I have heard this from people that they say that their life has become totally different. They have been living a life and now they are living another life, a different life, with this type of practices and studies, and then it will be all different. I have seen those type of people myself in my life. So inshallah, we are hoping to get to those different realms of life, and then we enjoy the life the way it's supposed to be. In the last 5 sessions, we discussed about awakeness and yaqza. And this awakeness and yaqza, as I said, is the first stop and is the first station towards the 100 stations we have on the way of suluk ilallah, a journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I want to ask this question from all those of us who have been in these classes, not question that you answer me, but the question that you answer yourselves, that how much of yaghdha or awakeness you have acquired during this. Yeah, we started this topic about in June, July, August, September. It's about 3 months past, and I have not found much of difference in myself in terms of awakeness. I've been trying, but so I thought probably it's good now that we have some new people here as well. It's good for all of us. This is not meant for the new people. It's meant also for all those who have been attending these classes, that why is that we do not reach to that stage of yaqza? Because this is 100th station. I mean, we have to first reach to yaqza and awakeness, then we go to the next station. Next station is tawbah. But there is no point if I take now the class to issue of tawbah and repentance. Tawbah only makes sense because tawbah must be done by heart. Tawbah is an state of the heart. That repentance is a quality, is a kayfiyat of nafs, which without yaghza it doesn't make sense. I mean, there is no point. It will be only lip service. It will be only explaining what it means. But we will not be able to do a real tawbah. Let's look again back at what yaghze itself is. What is it when we say yaghze or awakeness? Are we asleep in this world? Why we should talk about waking up. Waking up from what? If you see in Quran, there are different parts in Quran talks about this issue of different aspects of it. But one of the aspects that I looked at was, it says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَى. This is in Quran. Everyone knows what it means. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَنْتُمْ سُكَارَى. What is sukara? Drunk. Do not get close to salat when you are drunk. Of course, from ahkam point of view, this says you're not allowed to drink when you want to do salat. And obviously, this is correct, very correct. But this is the lowest level of meaning of this verse of Quran. Basically, what it means, that sukara and sukr. Sukr in Arabic, let me write it. Sukr in Arabic is that drunkenness, that state of drunkenness. That is a state that when they drink alcoholic drinks, they do not feel what's going around them, so they become some sort of unaware of the happenings around. But when Quran says sukr in this verse, one of the other meanings of it is this sukr and this state of drunkenness comes from material enjoyment. Material enjoyment has got so much sukr and drunkenness in it. The people who are You look around yourself. The people who are so much into material life from the morning when they get up, all the focus and conscious and attention is to how they can look after their material needs. They work hard. They go from 2, 3, 4 o'clock they work, and then from 4 o'clock they go. You look at them in shopping when they go to shopping. I saw a research that it was saying, which of course this is after the new theory or new science of psychology by Sigmund Freud, the Jewish guy, whom I don't remember where he was exactly from, but I know he went to America and then he lived in America, and then maybe he was German, maybe. And then he brought up this new concept or science of that, of psychology, and based on his psychology, a lot of marketing was developed. The whole marketing science was developed in the West based on his psychology. I don't want to go into that. I just want to say, based on those, the research, this is very new research I have seen, new means probably in the last few years, that they say when people go on shopping spree, those people who are good, so much get into the shopping, the moment they reach to a shop and start to buy something, a command comes from a center of the brain, from the brain, and make them kind of unconscious about a lot of things. They forget. If you go and talk to them, you will see they are just addicted. There are many of them. I have seen them. Many of them that they, time and again, they decide, no, they don't want to do that anymore. The moment they go out and they see a shop window, they see the items in the shop, they forget about all that decision. They go in and they do hundreds or thousands, depending on, of course, it's not only developed at the level of very rich people. It can be even at the level of very medium class people that they get this habit of shopping. So that is a type of sukr. That is the type of sukr I'm talking about, which happens in shopping for them. That sukr, which means they forget about the realities of life. They get excited and excited over excitement they get by shopping more and more. This is true for all facets of life. It's not only about the shopping. When those people who are too much in the material life and all their life is focus on how they satisfy their material need, they get a type of sukr and drunkenness that their eyes get closed, their internal heart eyes gets closed over the other realities of the life. What is the other reality of the life which makes this sukr? The very reality of the life is which everyone has. When I say everyone, I mean most of the people. Those with sukr and drunkenness more, but people like myself, which with less. When I say less, it's relative. Still, mine is too much, but compared to yours, which lesser of that sukr and drunkenness is closing the eyes on the reality of why we are, why we have come to this world. This is something that we all forget about it. Why have we come to this world? Why have we come here to do what? I know everyone clear answer of all of us is yes, of course, we have come here to be tested. We have come here to do good things, and then we die. You go, inshallah, to the Jannat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But which that is, while that is correct and true, but let's see, let's ask your own hearts. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Istafti qalbik." Ask your own heart. See into your heart. Whether from the morning that you get up until the night that you go to bed, really your heart is only after fulfillment of this part of our reason of being, that we want to fulfill the reason of creation. I am not. I can definitely tell you from the morning when I get up, I can see that my heart is not all after that. My heart is not, it's because it is the heart which makes our moves in the daytime. During the whole day, tonight, we move from one action to another, from one activity to the other, based on what is in our heart, what heart wants. If heart is after material life, and of course it moves us around from the morning till night to go after material satisfaction. If the heart is after the spiritual satisfaction, is after knowing, learning, knowing the Imam, knowing, gaining the ma'rifat and knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it puts us on a different track of life. So that sukr and drunkenness and that sleepingness is a sleepingness of this type that I just said. It is not that we are in the bed and sleeping. It is that we are very much, it looks like we are very much awake and we are walking and talking, but we are still asleep. So, awakeness means seeing why we are here. Awakeness means we are being conscious from day to night, from when we get up to until we go to bed. We are conscious of the fact, of the reasons that why we are here. And every second, every minute, we are checking ourselves. That becomes a habit, that we will be checking ourselves, that we are, whether we are on the right track, we are on the right path towards fulfillment of the creation, reasons for creation. And we know that this, I hope that I can remember exactly what Imam Ali alayhi salam says, rahimallahum ra'an alima min ayna fi ayna ila ayna, something in those lines. May Allah do rahmat on the person who knows where he has come from, where he is, and where he is going to. So if you are conscious of this fact all the time, then we will have a different life. This awakeness brings with it with